Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got a great one for you on 7 success tips you need to be reminded of. And the reason why I bring this up, I have these 7 success tips in my desk and I come across them very often. They're in proximity, so I kind of run into them frequently, being that I have trouble retaining and remembering what I read on one page of a book after reading it 10 times, let alone something that I listened to or I learned weeks or months or years ago. And these are 7 success principles and tips that will serve you at no matter what stage of your journey you're in life and in business. These are really universal. And based on where you're at in your journey and where you're at in your life or in your business, hearing these things over and over again may resonate and hit with you differently because of that. So today I'm gonna run through real quickly those 7 success tips. And if you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. You get to kick it with your boy, Matty A, of course, as well as please leave a review if you haven't done so yet on whatever platform you enjoy listening to this content on. Today's review spotlight goes out to my girl, Crystal Moore from DC. I absolutely loved your review and hearing all of the amazing ahas and success that you're having because of the action that you're taking. But more importantly, the person that you've transcended into and transformed into and how that is showing up in other areas of your life outside of your entrepreneurial journey. So thank you so much for tagging me on social media, giving a shout out to the podcast, sharing this with friends. And if you, the listener, want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media store and shoot me a direct message after you did that. With that being said, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. All right, we're not wasting any time today. 7 success tips you need to be reminded of. Number one, always be 100% present in what you do regardless of the situation. This is a challenge for a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs who have a lot of things on their mind. It's very hard to be, one, very singular focused, and two, with all of the different things that are going on in our businesses and in our lives, to shut down and be fully present in whatever moment that we are in. Be there now, right? And I've always believed whoever has the most presence has the most influence in that moment. In order to maximize and get the ROI that you're looking to get out of every moment of life, being as present as you possibly can is going to create that opportunity for you. So wherever you are, be there. Number two, be the rock for those around you and always lead by example. I wear this badge of honor in respect to being a leader. Now, I'm not always that great leader. I'm not always the best leader. Not all of us are natural born leaders, but this is a skill that can be learned, right? And regardless of what the economy does in any given month, right? Regardless of what happens in your business or with your health, I want you to be the one who leads yourself and the majority versus someone who is a follower and becomes the majority. It's an easy thing in a world filled with followers to do the same exact thing. But you are an outlier. You are somebody who is chosen to be different and march down a different path. So never settle and always think and act like the leader you want to become. You don't always act that way and you aren't always that way. But if you can think about who that leader is and what they would do, it's going to give you those breadcrumbs to keep following and you're going to turn into the person that other people want to follow. Number three, leave others better than you found them. Especially in today's world, So many people talking shit, trying to rip people down, trying to be naysayers, trying to get people to play small because of their own fears and live an average life. And you need to ensure that you make it a habit to leave people in a better state than you found them. That's what real leaders do anyways. Leave them happier, leave them healthier, leave them more empowered, more confident, stronger, wealthier, whatever it may be, right? But if you can be someone who shifts people's emotional states, that is a huge, huge characteristic in being a great leader, building team morale, keeping and retaining friends, employees, relationships that can significantly impact your success over your life. This is a major way of being a great and legendary person. Number four, don't try to be perfect. Don't try to be perfect because guess what? Nobody is. So if you're trying to be perfect, you're trying to be somebody or something that is not out there. That isn't you. So by being maybe creative or being unique or just being that boisterous or loud or whatever you are, person, right? That is going to be much better received and your world is going to become more of an organic reflection because of that. You trying to live up to other people's expectations or being perfect or having everything figured out before you decide to take action is only going to be a limiting factor for you. You can achieve great and beautiful things without striving for perfection. And never change just to get people to like you anyways, right? Too many people put way too much weight on what other people think and feel about them. Be yourself, be the you, turn the volume up on that person. And the right people will love you, the right opportunities will come to you, the right experiences will find you, the right relationships will stay in your life. And that's all you can ask for. You don't gotta be perfect, you just gotta be you. Number five, say no to things. There is a time and a place in your life and in your career to be a yes person and to say yes to a lot of things, but there is going to be more times in your life that will serve you so much better when you get very clear on what it is your goals and your outcomes are and saying no to everything else that is an enemy or a distraction to that. Something goes against your principles or your values or doesn't seem to be congruent or aligned with your goals or your dreams or whatever mission you're on, then say no. You have to have the discipline to say no to things. You can say something, you can say what I call a graceful no, right? Which is honoring that person or that opportunity or that experience or that relationship in a way that still makes them feel good and preserves whatever it is that they're asking you to do. But just saying no and not committing yourself, your time, your energy, and your effort to it. You might risk offending some people, but most will respect you for having strong boundaries, crystal clarity in where you're going, and sticking to them. Number six, do what you say. Your word is your bond. I can't tell you how many people say something and do something differently. If people can rely on you and they know that when you say something that you will actually do it and follow through on it and you build this reputation for trust and dependability, then you are well on your way to becoming someone amazing and achieving something amazing. If you make a promise, keep it. Integrity is at the top of the list of the most successful people in the world. So never forget how powerful not only your word is to other people, but how powerful your word is to yourself when you keep it. Last but not least, number seven, realize the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life is who you choose to spend your life with. I love my wife so much. As many times as I wanna, you know, we get in drag down, knockout arguments and fights. Man, I can't tell you how thankful I am every single day to have a partner in my life, to have friends in my life, to have employees in my life, to have people in my life who I've chosen by design that love and support me endlessly, unconditionally, who are individuals who lift me up, who push me in the direction of my dreams and goals, and allow me to do life with people that I love and care about most. Don't be careless here. This is the biggest mistake that I believe holds most people back in their life. It's either one person, one conversation, one relationship, or maybe a lot of those individuals that ultimately are the silent assassin to their success, and they don't even know it. Oftentimes it's a wife, it's a husband, it's a best friend, it's a mom or a dad or a family member. The hardest people to identify as being detrimental to our success, our health, our happiness are often the people who are closest to us, and we just don't want to admit it. So do not be careless here. And please conceptualize the importance around this topic. Align yourself with people who align with you, who lift you up, who you want to do life with, who add value to you, and you are going to find your way and continue to level up. Hopefully this was valuable to you guys today. If it was, be sure to share it with a friend, family member, somebody you work with. Spread that love. Make an impact on someone's life by sharing this with them. Be sure to connect with me on social media, Official Matty A on Instagram and other platforms. Subscribe, leave that review. And if you want to know more about some of the amazing things that we are working on, that we have going on inside our community, because that's really the most important thing about this podcast, is creating a community of like-minded people. Now, we have many people from different walks of life with different focuses, but many intentional individuals who are looking and striving and achieving their definition of success and a rich life. And if you want to know more about some of the tools or the coaching, the accountability groups, which is really a big, big factor to all of this, is the accountability groups and the education that we provide to individuals like yourself, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. With that being said, guys, as always, love y'all. Can't wait to connect with you guys offline. Be sure to reach out to me. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.